The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Hey there. Thanks for joining me for this episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I am recording this live on Periscope. I might be recording it on Facebook. I haven't decided yet, but it doesn't matter because you're here listening, and that's the best way to consume this very important information, because today I'm talking about how risky it is to build your business and exclusively do it on social media. Now, I know what you're thinking. I don't have to worry. I'm in perfect shape. I've already started to build my email list, Shalene. That's awesome. You're right. You are in great shape. But don't forget that this is about building a relationship. So if you're only building that relationship on social, what happens if that one platform goes away? Or if several go away, or if you just are no longer able to make things happen in social media, you can't get sales, you're not driving new traffic, what do you do? Well, hopefully this episode will help you understand the importance of building not just your email list, but the relationships that you have by using customer relationship management software. Whew, that is a mouthful. So for short, we'll call it CRM. What I'm trying to explain to most entrepreneurs is that we get caught up in how popular or how successful we are in social media. How big is my Facebook like page? How many people liked my Instagram picture? How many comments did I get? How many hearts did I get in that last broadcast? Oh, I hope I got more followers today. Oh, I hope nobody unfollowed me. And we worry about that endlessly. And we hope that people retweeted us. And we hope that people follow us on Twitter. And we spend all this time freaking out about social media. And it kind of never ends. And there's kind of always something new. And so then you feel like, well, I must not be doing a good job. So it must be that I've got to get on this other social media platform. And you know what? My business is going to grow if I'm popular on this social media platform. I'll just bet that person who has a really big following, I bet they have a really big business. Oh yeah, they've got a lot of followers. They must have a really big business. So I better do what they're doing. And I got to spend more time there. And oh no, now I just realized that everybody's now talking about Snapchat. So I better get on Snapchat. Oh no, how do I get a really big following on Snapchat? My friends, hear me clearly. You only need one social media platform. That's it. You also really only need one pair of shoes. You and I both know you can't survive with one pair of shoes. That's just not normal. And you certainly can't survive with just one social media platform. But my point is, on just about any social media platform that you're in love with, there's pretty much a billion people there. You would never in a million years run out of enough potential customers. But we still get distracted by the latest, shiniest, newest, greatest form of social media. And we think that's what we need to do. And so we jump ship and we go over there and we get fragmented and we get distracted and we become unfocused. What I'm about to say is going to freak you out. It's going to freak you out, but it's also going to give you permission. Permission to take a break from social media. You want us to take a break from social media? Yes. Well, I mean, I don't want you to give up time with me on Periscope, but everything else, I don't want you to post on Instagram for a week. I don't want you to post on Facebook for a week. I don't want you to send out any more new tweets or create any more infographics or anything until we do this one very important thing. And that is create a freemium, a lead magnet, a way to take our relationship offline, a way to serve other people with something that's so freaking amazing that you don't even realize it's amazing because you don't even think it's a big deal because you know it. You know it so well, you're surprised that other people don't know how to do this. And you're like, is that like even a thing? Like, are people like really even interested? Yeah, they are. They are. And I apologize in advance. Your time spent on social media right now is the equivalent of a middle school popularity contest if you have no place to send people. You're just trying to be popular to be popular. What's the point? No one's going to vote for you to be president of the class. No one's going to create a banner that says vote for Shalene for class president. I mean, that's just silly, you guys. We're not in middle school anymore. However many hearts or followers you get is not going to pay your freaking bills. And frankly, it's not going to make you feel better either. You know why? Because there's always somebody with more followers, more hearts, more likes, more shares, more blah, 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 whatever it is. There's always somebody who has more. So first of all, your object in, I assume, business is to serve others. Because when you serve others, you don't have to sell. No one I know wants to sell. Selling is uncomfortable. It feels inauthentic. It feels unnatural. It feels slimy. But when we serve, when we help others, that feels really good. That feels like kind of amazing. Just knowing that I'm going to be able to give you everything I'm talking about today and all the links and everything else, that feels really good. And P.S., it's free. And this is what you receive when you go to findyourlifers.com. Now, don't go there yet, but the other reason why I want you to go to findyourlifers.com is because what you're going to see is what is called a lead page, a lead magnet. In other words, it's a domain name that I purchased. You can buy a domain name for as little as $2.99. So I bought findyourlifers.com. Then I used a service to turn that domain into a single page that's not about me. It's not my website. It's not my, you know, videos of Shalene, Shalene's social media from today, all about the staff. Like, it's none of that. It's just a gift. So to define a freemium for you, or a lead magnet, or a squeeze page, whatever you want to call it, what it is, it's a domain, a website where people go to get your gift. And tonight, what I'm going to help you do is figure out what kind of gift you should give to other people, because you can create that page basically plug and play, where you just upload your own image, a description of what it is you're giving people, which can be something as simple as your last Periscope broadcast. Your last Periscope broadcast was gold. It had so many great things in it. Or maybe you did like five of them. You're going to splice them together and you want to give that to people as a gift. Well, they can go to lisajoestoptips.com. I made that up. And they can receive all of your best tips edited down into one audio or a video or a PDF. We're going to talk about all the different types of freemiums. But hear me out. What we know, this is not my opinion. This is what we know statistically. Statistically speaking, if you want people to opt in to your email list, they need to go to a singular page with no distractions that just says, here's what you were looking for. Here's where you place your email. Here's what you will get. That's it. It's clean. So you want an individual domain name for each freemium. You do. And I know people freak out about, they're like, I have to buy a domain for every freemium. Well, you don't have to, but like, how easy is it for all of you to remember findyourlifers.com? Now, when people go to that website, there's nothing to distract them. There's no videos. There's no, why am I here? Probably. Some of you just met me, right? And so you're like, I don't really even care who you are. I just want that like little report that you just referenced. So I'm not going to waste your time. I know what you came for. I know why you're here. And I ain't saying nothing. All you got to do is give me your email address and I'll give you the report. It's not even just a report. It's really a workbook. Okay. That's one freemium. Well, first, before we move on to talk about the different types of freemiums, which I'm going to give to you, what happens is people are going to give you their email address. Where does that email address go? Do you have your mom sitting over in the corner with a little index box writing down the names on a piece of paper? Okay, we got an email address. Keeping track of this for you, honey. No. Do you put it in an Excel doc? No. Do you put it in a Google Doc? No. You put it in a software program that manages your relationship with your customers. Repeat after me. A relationship management software. So it's often called CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management. It's a fancy way of saying it's a software that helps me keep track of my customers. Now, they range from free, like MailChimp, and all the way up to the more expensive types, such as Infusionsoft. Now, my team, we use Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft is probably outside of what you need right now. When they are free, some of them also offer a service where it'll say, hey, we can create a lead page for you. In which case, all you would do is you plug in the domain name that you just bought, and then you kind of like cut and paste together with a template they provide a page that allows people to sign up for your freemium, and then they manage the emails. It's all automated for you. Pretty cool. That's what we teach step by step by step in the Marketing Impact Academy. We help you evaluate which one of these you want to use, which ones are the best, because oftentimes you get what you pay for, and you don't want to use one, in my opinion, that doesn't allow you listen closely, because I don't care what CRM you use. But this is very important. Do not use a CRM software program that doesn't allow you to export all of your contacts if and when you outgrow that service. You don't want to spend months, years, days, weeks growing your email list only to find out that that super affordable CRM program that you used doesn't allow you to export your customers. That's so bad. Yeah. So you want to have two things. You want to have a CRM. You want to have a domain name. Then we've got to create a lead magnet. Many of your CRMs will have software included that allow you to do that, like Megaphone, like MailChimp, Infusionsoft, Salesforce, HubSpot, Zoho, GetResponses, SendinBlue. But they each have pros and cons, to be honest. They just do. So you want to carefully do your research. And those of you who are in the Marketing Impact Academy already, please, please, please don't skip those lessons. Go through each and every lesson where I talk about the pros and cons of each one, because just one simple little fact can make all the difference in the one that you should choose that's right for your business, okay? Now, so here are different types of freemiums. You could do just a simple video. How easy is that, right? Like you could say, hey guys, if you would like to watch my free 4-part video series on how to have the most spectacular year by using my Push Goal Planner, just go to this website, enter your email, and I'll send you my 4 free videos. You can film that with an iPhone, yo. You can repurpose your Periscope videos. Okay, here's the next part. This is a really successful one for us this year. I would say, if I am not mistaken, aside from social media, our number one freemium this year has been webinars. And in webinars, what I'm doing is teaching. I'm teaching a topic that's interesting to the people who are on the webinar. So I do a couple different webinars. I do one on how to master Instagram, and I do another webinar on how to build confidence. And I'm just finishing up my third webinar on how to outsource and find the best people on your team so that it saves you money, and how to do that when you have pretty much a zero budget for outsourcing. Okay, the next type of freemium that you could create is an ebook. And an ebook can be something as simple as 5 pages. A recipe book would be considered a great freemium. PDFs, reports. You could give people a free checklist. Another form of a great freemium is an audio recording. An MP3, a podcast, an interview, tutorial. A lot of people love to learn that way. They find video very distracting and they prefer to learn on audio. Here's some other great forms of very popular freemiums that work well. Access, right? So maybe at the moment you're like, I don't have time to put anything together. I'm about to blow your mind. Are you ready for this? You're like, I don't have time to put anything together. I don't even know what I could put together, but I do know I'm pretty helpful. And I'm really good at motivating people. And I'm great at answering questions. And I love creating community. So what I'm going to do is tell people on my next Periscope, hey, guys, if you would like to be admitted to my very private Facebook group, or if you would like to be included in my next private Periscope broadcast, then please go to shalenesprivateperiscopebroadcast.com. Enter your email address or Shalene's private Facebook group, whatever you decide to buy as a domain, and say, I would, they'll enter their email address, and that will give them access. Exclusive access is a wonderful freemium. Yeah, you could do a Facebook group. You could do a private membership site. You could do a private Periscope. Mind blown, right? Okay. Another great tip is simply to give people samples. Inexpensive sample that you can send to people. And it's really important that you have their, not just their physical address, but their email address as well. So you can maintain that relationship. Okay, next, and this is another really, really popular freemium. And many people skip this because they're like, well, people can get those anywhere. Can't you get those for free just about anywhere? Well, let me share with you a little example. The next example that I'm sharing with you is a template, right? So a template would be things like a lesson plan, a template, a WordPress blog, a Facebook cover art, a template for a blog post, a template for writing email copy, a template for creating a webinar, right? And many people skip this one because they're like, well, there's so many free templates out there. Why would somebody give me their email? Because they like you, dude. That's why they like you. There's also a million other people on the planet, but why did your sweetie choose you? Because they like you. So don't fight it. Accept it and give them your template. A great example of that is a day planner. I've been creating my own day planner for like 10 years. And the reason why I haven't created one to give to you guys is because I'm like, well, they can get them anywhere. There's a million planners. I don't need to create a planner for people. And then I'm like, but maybe I should take my own advice. And so I did. To my dear friend, and you have an online store, another crazy popular freemium that you're probably forgetting is this one. Enter your email address and get a discount. Get special sales access. Be the first to find out when we have new items. Like, that's huge. These are some of the most popular forms of freemiums. And just about anything that people ask you about is an example of something that you can and should turn into a freemium. But I do recommend that you give people an amazing first experience of what it's like to receive something from you, even though it's free. I want them to be blown away where they're like, dang, wow, this is good. And this is the free stuff. So this is what I can expect. That way you're setting the tone. It's also how you let people know what you're like, who you are, what they can expect. These things are important. It's how we help people know that we have nothing in common and you should get out the car, or we have a lot in common and we should hang out. Like, you need to trust people. That's who we do business with. That's why I love video, right? Because you can't fake it on live video. I can edit together like the perfect YouTube video and you're like, oh, I'm really not even sure who that person is, right? But when you're on live video, like, you get what you get. You can tell if people are insecure. You can tell if people know what they're talking about. You can tell if people are kind. You can tell if people can handle themselves when there are conflicting opinions. You can tell if somebody is nice to their family. You can tell a little bit about their brand. Video is kind of everything. You can't fake it on live video. That's why I love live video. But the main reason why I love video is because we are all on high alert not to be scammed. I don't want to be taken advantage of. I don't want to find out that my radar was off, that I thought you were a good person, you're not. That's like my biggest fear. Like, I hate that. I want to like you, but I'm going to keep watching and see if I do. And we're always looking. We're like, see, I knew it. I knew I didn't like them. We're like looking for that thing because our radar's up and we're trying to figure out, like, can I, should I, do I trust this Yahoo? There was an individual who I would watch their marketing videos, like kind of teaching marketing. When I first got to the stage where I realized I had built up lots of popularity and I didn't know what to do, I'm like, oh no, what do I do? So I started watching experts online, watching their videos, right? And there's this one guy that, man, his stuff, I was like, this is freaking gold. It's all so good. He's so smart. He freaking knows everything. And I would write everything down, But the whole time I was thinking, but why don't I trust him? I don't know. There's something like shady about the guy. And I just keep watching it. And it's just his style. Like, I've followed him for years and years and years, never, ever had anything shady happen. But there was like something about his style that I was like, I don't know. It's like, I'm not sure if it's real, right? Then I don't know how many of you follow Jeff Walker, but first time I watched his video, I'm like, oh, I know him. He's nice. I like him. You know what I mean? And he would be like, you could tell he was from Michigan. Maybe it was that Michigan connection. Like, people in the Midwest are so nice. We're just so nice. We are shocked that people screw each other over. Maybe that's an overgeneralization, but I just find that it's a pretty safe bet when I trust someone from like my Midwestern friends. right? We Hicks stick together. We do. And I can say that because I'm from Michigan. Trust me, you don't even know my background, y'all. Like, you don't even know the mean streets of Detroit. And I lived in northern Michigan. Like, seriously, so I can say that. But my point is, we want to trust people. And that requires a relationship. You know, it's not just like, oh, this is good. Anybody can do that. Anyone can deliver great content, but we're all looking for people we can trust because it just, oh God, it's just so much easier if I don't have to worry about it, right? Like your friends, like if your friend calls and says, hey, you have got to watch The Making of a Murderer. You're like, okay, fine. Because your friend, it's that friend who you don't have to ask, would I like it? Is it something I would find it? You don't have to ask those questions because you already have this intense trust between the two of you. So it's like, it's a relief. It saves you time. It saves you frustration. It saves you heartache because you already have that trust relationship. And until that person betrays your trust, it's a pretty comfortable feeling. And that's what we're trying to do with the people who we want to serve. I don't teach people how to sell because I don't like to sell. And I also don't teach you how to attract people just to sell to them. I am looking for people who I like because I like serving people I like. And I really don't like serving people I don't like. And so I have no problem saying, do you mind stepping out of the car? There's other great customers. And so I would like for you to get out of the car so we can make a little bit of room. We can dust off the seat a little bit. Yeah, we just got to keep things clean, you see. And so if you could just step out for a minute, because we need to make some room for some fun people who don't take themselves so seriously and who are nice and who make me laugh. So if you could get out now, please. Thank you. Bye-bye. Right? And it's so much more fun to be in business when you dig the people that you work with and you can be you, you know? I know this was a tough one to swallow, but I asked you to do this because I know you take your business and your future and like that income potential. I know you take it more seriously than a middle schooler who's trying to be popular. And so it's hard to create this freemium and get it done while you're still constantly worried about building your popularity on social media. So if I can, I want you to think about this question. Will your business change if you step away from it on social media for a week? If you don't worry about updating your Facebook page or your Twitter or your Instagram or your Periscope, if you didn't do anything on social media for a week, would your business take a dive? And perhaps a better question might be, what would happen to your business if you took a week off and you came back and were able to serve people with the coolest, most amazing gift? And people were like, what? You're giving this to me? So if you were one of those people who said, actually, my business might suffer if I step away from social media, you, my friend, more than anybody else, needs to make sure you're building a relationship off of social media. I got locked out of all social media for about 4 weeks, 3 weeks during my hack. I got hacked by some really serious dudes. The FBI got involved, the attorney general, and the case is still pending. That hack cost me over $200,000. But you know what it taught me? It taught me that what I had been doing in building my relationship off of social media is what saved my business. It was confirmation of two things. Number one, I had to teach people how to set up their businesses online so that they were safe and secure and they wouldn't have to endure the same nightmare I had to. But it also taught me that I was spending way too much time in the past worrying about social media when what I should be doing is creating an amazing gift so that, listen to me closely, when I'm on social media, 80% of the time it is to give people a gift, a freemium. I doubt that you've watched very many of my Periscopes where I didn't give you a gift. I guarantee that if you go look at my Twitter and if you go look at my Instagram and if you go look at my Facebook and just about every single Pinterest post and every single YouTube video, I'm not there to get likes and views. I'm there to give people a gift. I am there to serve. And that's why our email list is ginormous. And that's how I'm able to serve people. And it's how I'm able to avoid having to sell. I don't want to sell. I don't like people who sell. I like people who recommend cool stuff that they know me well enough to know I would love it. That's all I got for you. So thank you so much for being on this episode of Build Your Tribe. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. I ask only that you, if you enjoyed this, you'll send it. Like, copy the link and send it off to a friend who's also in business and say, dude, you got to listen to this. It's good, because sharing is caring.
This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to shaleenjohnson.com/confidence tips.